What are the two biggest mistakes you can make when you're licensing your product idea? Please watch this video so you don't make those two mistakes. Okay, over the years, I've licensed a lot of ideas, and through InventRight, we've seen thousands of licensing agreements. And I can tell you, there's two big deals that you do not want to screw up. There's two things in a licensing agreement that you have to watch out for, because if you don't, it's going to be painful. Okay, the first thing is going to be a performance clause. It's called minimum guarantees. It's a gun to the head of your particular licensee to make sure they perform and they're selling your product. It's called minimum guarantees. What this really means is that for them to be able to sell your product that you're going to license to them, they have to sell a certain amount to keep those rights. Now, the reason why you have to have some type of performance clause, and I like minimum guarantees because it's attached to sales, because if you don't have it in your licensing agreement, they don't have to sell any and they still have rights to your product. That's not right. And if you give them an exclusive and there's no minimum guarantees, they don't have to sell any and you can't license it to anybody else. So you have to have some type of performance clause in your licensing agreement. And I like minimum guarantees that are attached to sales so you can make sure they're hitting those numbers that you agree upon and they're doing the work you need for them to do. Without it, they don't have to sell any. So that's number one. Make sure in your licensing agreements you have minimum guarantees. And the way to negotiate that, here it is too, a little pro tip here. You have to ask them, what is the minimum quantity that you would sell to keep that license going? Or what is the smallest number of sales in which you would give it back to me? Let them come up with the number so they're comfortable with what that minimum guarantee should be. Traditionally, it could be 25% of sales. I've seen that done before, but every situation is a little bit different. Minimum guarantees is really, it's a little bit difficult to negotiate those with the company. If you need some help, please let us know. But it's extremely important that you have some type of minimum guarantees in there so you get it back in case they don't perform. Okay, number two. It's the grant of license in a licensing agreement. And the grant of license spells out what you're going to license to them in order for them to pay you a royalty. Okay, they would love to put in that grant of license for you to have a patent and maybe even certain claims. This is terrible. If you see a licensing agreement that requires you to have a patent or even claims, you're going to need some help to negotiate around that, because at the end of the day, you want to get paid. And you want to get paid regardless if you ever receive a patent. So if you need help with that too, we're very good at that. Like I said earlier, we've seen thousands of licensing agreements, probably more licensing agreements than any company on the planet. But that grant of license, if you ask a patent attorney, they're going to tell you, you have to own something in order for them to pay you. And I'm telling you, that's not true. You can have knowledge, you can have trade secrets, you can have a provisional patent application, you can have a design patents. There's all these things that you can do to get paid. And in some situations, you don't need anything at all. But you're going to need some help to negotiate the grant of license, because if you have to have a patent to be issued in order for you to get paid, I don't like it. I don't like that at all. I want you to get paid every single time if you have an idea, and I can help you do that. So if you need help, please let us know. Okay, those are just two things that you have to make sure you're watching very carefully when you're signing a licensing agreement. You don't want to sign one in which there's no minimum guarantees, because you have to make sure those companies are performing for you. And the second one is the grant of license. If your licensing agreement requires you to have an issued patent, you're going to need some help to negotiate so you don't have to be tied to intellectual property. That's a slippery slope. All right, I know there's a lot of you that are listening to this. And I know you're probably thinking, Steve, I'm going to need a lot of help. But also, I know there's a lot of people out there that are knocking on the door trying to reach companies to pitch your ideas to, but for some reason, the companies are not getting back to you. Or maybe they're getting back to you and you're not quite sure how to close the deal. That happens all the time. Or maybe you just want the pros to do it for you. We have a program, it's called Gateway, where we're going to find the right companies, the right people, and make sure your marketing material is spot on, make sure you have the right protection, so we can get that idea to those companies on your behalf to make sure you're doing it the correct way. And when there's a licensing agreement that comes on over, we're going to help you negotiate it behind the scenes to make sure it's fair and balanced. This new program, where we do all the work for you, is called Gateway. We've been in this business for over 25 years. A lot of these companies know who we are, and we know how to find the right companies and the right people to make sure your idea has every chance of success. This is Stephen Key. Thanks for watching this video.